Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, let's start off by chatting about the precious metals. We have gold having a nice day today, up about $25 to $30. It is back over that 1850 level, so it has been a pretty nice rebound, especially last week and now starting off this week. From that drop that we had down to just short of 1750, a lot of people are saying, oh, the bottom is in, now gold could start running higher. But I have also heard some analysis from people that I respect that are saying, look, a retest of this about 1760 level is not out of the question for gold as we move through this month. The last time you and I chatted, you did say that you think gold was bottoming, but December could be a choppy, almost sideways trade. What do you think about how gold is set up currently?
Yeah, and I continue to feel that, Corey. I think I'm in the camp of those, and I think they're going to be right, that we may move a little bit higher here, but I think we go down and we challenge that low we had just a while back.
So you think we're going back to like 1760?
Absolutely, and but that could be the bottom. And I think at that point, if we do, it'd be a great opportunity to buy some of these stocks. I've been slowly purchasing them again in November, and I'll continue to as we go through December. But we're not going to challenge the previous high of 2000 anytime soon here. Is certainly not going to happen in December. It's going to happen in have to happen in 2021. And but we're bottoming. I think we have to go down one more time. And I'd like that to happen in the next week and a half. I don't want to see us move significantly higher here, because then when it moves back down, it's going to be more problematic. I would rather we move up a little bit here yet in this week and then start a move back down to challenge that low. And then I think we have a real good chance at that point to move up toward 1950.
Doc, what would change your outlook for gold if gold, let's say, breaks through 1900? Or does gold, maybe even more importantly, have to get to that recent high right before this even broader sell-off that was more around like 1950?
Yeah, I think, and that's what I really want to see, is I'd rather come back first, because I think then we're going to have a strong move. I'm afraid if we move right back up toward 1940, 1950 area, we're going to have to come back and test that 1760. And I would rather we test it sooner, as I mentioned, and then move up, because I think we'd have a stronger move. But we're as far as gold right now, is we're developing a trading range for it on the weekly charts, and I think we're going to be in that for a while, Corey. And if you look at the weekly charts, the MACD tells me that next week could be a down week, and we could continue to move back toward that support area. And then I think in the first of the year, we bottom, and then we have a better chance of having a strong bottom and a chance at a significant move higher.
Yeah, Doc, this correction over the last four, almost 5 months, it has really reset a lot of the technical indicators when it comes to strength and momentum. Because you look at that weekly chart in 2019, the RSI got into very bullish territory. Three times in 2020, the RSI got into bullish territory. And now the RSI is the whole way back to pretty much 50. So very neutral. How important has it been to see this general pullback in a lot of the key technical indicators that you watch?
It's been important, and the hope here is that we're not reliving 2011 and 12, where we stayed up at these levels for a while and then started to really move down. I don't think that's going to happen this time. I think that we're going to move sideways. I think our, as far as the monthly chart is concerned for gold, I think our MACD is going to stay elevated for some period of time. At least that's what I hope for. And the RSI as well. And I think there's a good possibility that could happen. We might move sideways for a good time in 2021 as far as gold. It's going to trend sideways, hopefully, but not a significant move down like we experienced in 2013, the first part of 2013. I don't think that's going to happen this time because I think with all the money printing and fiscal stimulation that's going to come on board, which is still going to be necessary, I don't think this time we see a major pullback like we did back in 2012 and 2013.
So what other markets or sectors are you watching to give you maybe a little bit more insight on how gold could be moving? There's a lot to consider here, but is it strength in U.S. equity markets? Is it maybe continued weakness in the U.S. dollar? Or is it something completely different?
Well, some of the commodities seem to want to perk up here, and that's encouraging, Corey. We haven't seen that in we haven't seen that in a long time. And so there are only certain ones. And so that's encouraging. And I mentioned last time I was on, might have been a week, week and a half, 2 weeks ago, right at the end of our conversation, I did throw out there for people to kind of watch uranium stocks here. And sure enough, because I felt they were bottoming, they were showing some really good characteristics, and they have taken off. And so that's encouraging. And I think the spot price of uranium is starting to bottom here as well. And I think as we move into 2021, we could have another good run up in the spot price of uranium and the uranium stocks. So that's an encouraging area as well that's that I'm watching.
So, Doc, what levels do you think uranium, the underlying uranium price, could get to? Because right now I'm seeing it's still just below $30. And quite frankly, after the pop March, late March, that took uranium from about 24 the whole way up to 34, we have gotten a little bit of a pullback. Actually, it looks like a very natural type of pullback. But what levels could we see uranium running to?
Well, you know, the nice thing about the uranium charts right here, the spot prices, is it's come off very nicely. And what's really encouraging is there wasn't a steep plunge, and it's really bottoming here. And it may continue for some time yet in the in 2020. But I think as we get toward the second half of the year in 2020, I think the odds are really good that we start to see an increase in pricing again. I don't think the uranium price is going back to the 24 that we experienced before. And I think we could get back down toward maybe about $27, $27.50. Dollars, but then I think we have a chance to break higher and start moving up to maybe $38, $40 on uranium. I think that's very possible, but it's still going to be a little while yet here as we get into next year. But then as we get further into next year, I think there's really good odds based on looking at some of these charts that we could have a significant move up toward $40 for uranium.
So, Doc, when it comes to the stocks that you are watching, please share your insights. And in full disclosure, I also want to know what you think of ISO Energy, because that's a stock that I hold. It's actually a stock that I got an email earlier today on asking what I thought of it. I already shared my thoughts, and I still like that company. But what do you think of ISO Energy or any other uranium stocks that you like?
Well, ISO Energy had a real pop today, and it's come back. It's come back on that pop. But I started buying ISO Energy back in the spring of this year. Nobody was talking about uranium anymore, and I did mention back then people better start accumulating. But I think so many people have been hurt so often I mentioned back then I was buying, and I bought ISO Energy in a really good position back then, and it was around 60 cents at that time. And that thing has had a tremendous run this year, and I think it has further to go if you look at the charts, Corey. I think it could come back here a little bit. And it has today. It had a blow off top and has come back. But another one I own is Cameco, and I own Energy Fuels as well. And so I have a mixture here going on. And I also own Uranium Energy Corp, which had a big spike today. And I own Denison. Those are some of my major holdings. And if you look at Uranium Energy Corp, it had a big pop today, but has not moved back down. And it looks like it still has some room to run, but then I would get a little cautious. But all of these stocks are looking better. And in fact, you take Uranium Energy Corp, it's right up at its monthly Bollinger Band. And if we can pop above that this month, we might have a pretty good run in that one as well. So those are some of the stocks I hold, and they're doing well. Fortunately, I purchased a lot of them when we had that big downdraft in this spring of this year. And but see, that's what happens. People get discouraged after a while, and they just walk away from these things, and they should be buying when everybody hates them. And then you've got to just wait on a lot of these areas for them to finally pop. And that's what uranium is doing right now.
All right. Well, Doc, well done entering the uranium sector when you're right. Everyone was distracted. And yeah, I think there are a lot of people burned out of the sector from all the bullish comments that we have received over the last, I don't know, decade plus. But the fact of the matter is there are some good stocks out there. And well, if you're seeing an opportunity here, then I think everybody does need to note that. Doc, great chatting with you on this Monday, buddy. Hopefully we chat again later this week. I hope you have a great rest of your day.